Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, the father of Reaganomics, the head of policy department of Treasury under Reagan, best-selling author, syndicated columnist about a week and a half ago, wrote this article, Goodbye, Truth Has Fallen, and Taken Liberty With It. And he said he'll do a few more interviews. In fact, he wants to come on Tax Day to talk about the slavery on the 15th, but then he's disengaging and fading off into the sunset. And we're honored to have him here with us today to talk about a host of issues. In fact, he's got a list of things he wants to talk about and why he is saying sayonara. And then we're going to get into Volcker, carbon tax, VAT should be on the table on top of the income tax. We'll be discussing that with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Doc, good to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex.
Well, you've got the floor. I mean, why are you leaving? Why have you made this decision? We're gonna walk through it. It says, remind Alex that he wants to ask me about 9/11, Murrah office bombing, Waco, Operation Northwoods, JFK, and we'll talk about the economy and the dying superpower. So here you are. You got the floor.
Well, Alex, you'd wanted me to explain why I was stopping the column. And basically, a bunch of things just came together. One is I'm just tired. I've been trying to save the country all my life. The main thing is, though, I think I came to the conclusion that it's futile to write about what's happening, to, you know, write about the wars and the police state, the lack of our civil liberties, as long as the event that set those in motion itself can't be analyzed. And, of course, we talk about 9/11. So it dawned on me that sites on which I was sort of a favorite columnist, like antiwar.com, Counterpunch, where I had a big following, that neither site, for example, would let me even present facts or even present the evidence that the scientists who claimed to have found nanothermite in the residue of the World Trade Center towers, they wouldn't even let me report that there were 1,000 architects and engineers who had sent a petition to Congress demanding an investigation. And so it made me realize that here were sites totally opposed to the war, totally opposed to the police state and the loss of our civil liberties, sites who don't believe a word the government says about anything except 9/11. I got to thinking, well, what is the point of this? How can you oppose the government when you give it the grounds on which it's acting? So I came to the conclusion that since 9/11, since it cannot be discussed, except, you know, in a few places like your site, and since people believe that they were attacked by Muslims, and that we have to have police state powers to protect us from more attacks, that really nothing can be done. And so I said it's futile and pointless. And then about that time I saw the latest poll that said 59% of the American people, that's three-fifths of the population, are ready to go to war with Iran if they don't stop their peaceful nuclear energy program. And I got to thinking, well, how can people come to this conclusion? They've been lied to about weapons of mass destruction, Al-Qaeda, everything.
Well, Doc, stay there. We got a break. We're going to come back and discuss this fact that 99% of the time the government's lying. We know they're involved in every form of evil you can imagine, Northwoods, Gulf of Tonkin, and we'll be back. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is with us. If you just joined us for the rest of the hour, he's going to do this interview and then one on tax day with us and then bow out perhaps forever. He's not writing his column anymore. He's been writing two a week for a very long time due to so much censorship out there in the media and things. He's coming to this radio show because we don't censor anything. We tell the truth. Justice be done. May the heavens fall. Okay, you were getting into the fact that we've been lied to so much. So why do we believe the story with about 9/11? Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's an unbelievable story. In fact, you know, if you just look, anybody that looks at the World Trade Center towers for 15 seconds, you realize these are not buildings falling down. There's no sign of a building falling down. They're blowing up. And anybody that looks at it for 15 seconds should be able to see the difference between a building that's falling down and one's blowing up. And so Americans can't even use their own eyes. You see what I'm saying? And then we have this fantasy figure, Sheikh Mohammed. Now, you know, they said that Bin Laden was responsible, but now it's this Sheikh Mohammed, the guy they waterboarded 183 times until he finally confessed to being the mastermind of 9/11. Now, if you look at this, it makes no sense because look at this guy's feats. Sheikh Mohammed outwitted all 16 U.S. intelligence agencies along with those of all U.S. allies, including Israel's Mossad. So no intelligence service on earth, nor all of them combined, was a match for Sheikh Mohammed. He outwitted the National Security Council, Dick Cheney, the Pentagon, State Department, NORAD, U.S. Air Force air traffic control. He caused airport security to fail four times in one morning. He caused state-of-the-art air defenses of the Pentagon to fail. He had people who couldn't fly planes pulling off fantastic flight feats. He was able to do all of these things. Now, he's more of a superhero than V in that movie, V for Vendetta. Nobody can do things like that. Nobody could pull off an operation like that. That's just fantasy beyond fantasy, and yet people have fallen for this. So you realize that you really just can't help people that can't think, that can't see their own eyes. Now, what also happens when you try to raise these questions with people, even intelligent people, they say, oh, our government would never kill its own citizens. Oh, yeah? What about Waco? The Branch Davidians, there were 100 men, women, and children that the government murdered. No one was ever held accountable. But they say, oh, well, it was all the Branch Davidians' fault. But the government would never have a plot like 9/11. Well, what about Operation Northwoods? Anybody can read about this. This was a plan designed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Lyman Lemitzer. It was released by the Warren Commission after the Kennedy report. It's available online. It's available in the National Security Archives. You can read about it on Wikipedia. It's everywhere. Here was an official plot by the United States military and various black op groups in the government to gun down American citizens in Miami, in Washington, D.C., to blow up boats of Cuban refugees, to fabricate crashed airliners, and to blame it all on Castro so they could invade Cuba. This is a known thing that we were prepared to do. And this was, you know, like 60 or more, this was, what, 40, 50 years ago when we allegedly were still somewhat of a freedom and democracy country. And they were willing to do that then. And Kennedy, of course, fired Lemitzer. And a lot of people believe that's why Kennedy was assassinated. And then we have this very curious Murrah office building bombing, the Oklahoma City bombing, that was pinned on McVeigh with his truck fertilizer bomb. Well, General Parton, who was head of Air Force Munitions, spent his life developing, testing explosives for the Air Force. He put out a very thick report in which he said that building was blown up from the inside out. And it most certainly was not blown up by a truck bomb. The truck bomb of that sort, 60 feet away, couldn't possibly have done the damage and produced the outward explosions and the structural damage to those reinforced concrete columns. So he was a real expert who put it on the line. It had no impact whatsoever. He sent it to the Congress. He tried to talk to them. It was just all deep sixed. So what you have is a situation where it's impossible for experts even to bring facts, not just to the public's attention, but to the attention of people in government who are supposed to be overseeing the government, such as the various congressional committees. So when you have that type of a situation, you know what has become of truth? It simply disappeared. You can't. It can't even get into the arena where various material interests operate. And so you have to ask yourself, what are these columns for? The people fall for anything. The most absurd explanations and fantasies they accept as if they were actually real, and yet they're completely deaf to experts, to facts, and so you can't help them. And so that's really the main reason I quit doing the column. I just came to the conclusion it was futile, and the people are just so gullible.
Well, Doctor, let me throw something in here. I mean, we don't need to lose all hope. It did take time to expose Oklahoma City. Columns further back were blown off with blast points. Then columns right up beside the truck bomb that weren't even damaged. Parton pointed that out. The local news showed them removing the bombs. The governor said there were unexploded bombs inside. The BATF showed up and told medical workers, patch us up like we were here. Minutes after it happened, lying, saying they were on the ninth floor. Terrence Yakey, a local police officer that was a hero, carried people out, said it was all staged. They murdered and tortured him. Going back to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, backing you up there, he confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built till 4 years after he was incarcerated, and even the 100-plus waterboardings wouldn't make him lie and say he ran 9/11. So then they threatened to do stuff to his family, and that's mainstream news. So finally, for his children, he confessed to it. But it's a process, and it was 5% won the Revolutionary War or less, and just because they do have a large portion of the public, like Congressman Johnson from Georgia, who believes that islands float and that they're going to capsize if there's too many people on them. That's, I mean, you know, a lot of dumbed down people out there, even in government. It doesn't matter, because your work and others' work is really woken a lot of people up, and I see a giant awakening happening. And I don't blame you for quitting a twice a week column, but I think that you've got a fighting spirit. You should take some time off, but I believe that you're going to be back, and that you're not going to be able to control yourself, even though you're 71 years old, because you have liberty and love of the truth beating in your breast. And, you know, we can't give up. We know things would be much worse if we weren't here speaking out today. So I want to commend you for all your work, and I'm sorry that you were getting censored, but we'll continue going through the points you wanted to make.
Well, you know, Alex, you say it's public knowledge. I mean, it's available to the public. They could know it, but they don't. I mean, you know it, I know it, and a few others know it. And the people that they call kooks, the 9/11 skeptics. But it's public knowledge only in the sense that it's available, but the public doesn't know it and doesn't want to know it. And if you try to tell them, they get mad.
Well, Doctor, let me stop you again. You know, you use a poll of 50-something% wanting to attack Iran. They have select demographics they can call. I've commissioned polls before, and I know you know about polls, been in government and you know, media a lot longer than I have, been in the media. I mean, we've got an Angus and Reid New York Times poll from 2006 with 84% believing we've been lied to about 9/11. And so I don't trust some of these polls we're seeing.
Well, I agree with you. Polls could actually never even occur. I mean, I could see that the CIA or some government agency, the Pentagon, goes to a pollster and say, here's a bunch of money, give us this result. Here's the result we want. And that's entirely possible. I mean, as I said in my sign-off, article money has replaced everything. And people will do anything for money, lie, cheat, steal. And they do all the time. And so you're completely right. But let's assume that people do know. They still do nothing about it. They've got no way of doing anything about it. The government doesn't represent them, doesn't listen to them. In every sense, they become irrelevant. The government represents the powerful moneyed interest groups that finance the political campaigns. And so the people are really, even if we had them all educated and aware, which I don't think we do, still, there's nothing short of arming themselves and rebellion. There's no way they can impact or influence the government, because paying attention to them, they could care less about the people, what's happening to them, or what they think. So it is a pretty bad situation.
Stay there. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us today. We're going to continue going over his swan song final article that he wrote a week and a half ago. And I've got a lot of other points I want to bring up with him as a top economist on all these new taxes they're announcing. We'll be right back.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
That's right, the awakening has begun. The enemy is afraid. We're going to win this thing, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to the work of people like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. The fundamental situation we face is a decadent, entertainment drunk culture who don't see themselves in the role of being informed or involved. Our numbers are much greater than many know, because I'm here every day. I see the numbers and I see the trend going up. But the scientific dictatorship has set up Homeland Security and NORTHCOM. They want to push the American people into violent resistance so they can bring in a full tyranny. We must resist. We must speak out. We must deprogram people. And that's what we attempt to do here each and every day, but they say there's a sign as you enter hell, all those that enter here give up hope. Well, we haven't reached hell yet, but we have Dr. Roberts being censored in his editorials by major publications. I think talk radio is the way to go. And the mainstream media is imploding and losing all credibility because of the fact that the general public in major polls trust the alternative media a lot more than they trust the mainstream media. So there is hope, but I do think it's important that we do realize that we are in dire straits here. Dr. Roberts?
Yeah. We are in dire straits, and I still think that people are not aware of it. They're insouciant. And, look, think about the... We covered, the McVeigh Oklahoma City bombing, 9/11, Operation Northwards. But just think about the Kennedy assassination. I think when the black op groups got away with that, that's what kind of sealed our fate. And the liberals let them get away with it. Because with the election of Kennedy, you see, the liberals had overcome the Eisenhower Republicans. And we're now going to use the government to do great things. We're going to use the government to do great things for the American people and remake society and make it more fair and just and all of this. So they couldn't possibly let it out that the government had killed the president. So they concocted another fantasy story about how Oswald, with a worthless rifle, shot Kennedy from behind and killed him with a magic bullet that also wounded Connally and did all kinds of improbable things. And yet, all the evidence is that Kennedy was hit from the right front, hit the right front temple, blew out the back of his head. You can see that in the films that tourists took. And you can see Jackie, his wife, crawling out on the trunk of the limo to recover the back part of his skull that you've just seen blown out from the front. The bullet hitting in the front, blowing out. All these things are available. And then they get this patchy Oswald, and before he can ever be questioned, Jack Ruby is somehow with a gun inside a jail where he doesn't belong. He has no right to be inside the jail, much less with a gun. And he shoots Oswald inside the jail. And yet people still fall for the Warren Commission report, which has been disproved over and over and over and over by expert after expert after expert. And yet we still have this sort of mythology of Oswald killed Kennedy. And then even after all the evidence finally forced the Congressional Committee to look at it again, and you had all these witnesses who saw a gunman at the grassy knoll shoot. And so what do they do finally? Well, the Congress issues the report. Well, there was a second gunman, another loner, another deranged loner. So we have two deranged loners operating independently of one another. Both decided to shoot Kennedy on the same day, same place. Now, how can anybody believe these things? And yet they do.
And you're talking about the 79 report where they said a 98% chance that it was a conspiracy.
The conspiracy sort of, well, maybe I don't remember it exactly right, but I thought the conspiracy kind of disappeared by the final conclusion that it was a second lone gunman.
Yeah, they inserted that in there.
Yeah, somebody did. Anyhow. So, basically, the government seems to be able to do whatever it wants, and I can't say the government. There's some parts of the government.
Secret team that Fletcher Prouty talked about, the former head of Black Ops at the Pentagon. Stay there. Long segment coming up. We're going to finish up with Kennedy. Let's get into some other subjects and talk about the economy. Fresh off their takeover of health care and all the other tax increases, they say they're going to ram through the carbon taxes and a value added and a sales tax. It's incredible.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In our trailer for Invisible Empire, trailer 2, up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have a clip of Obama a few months ago at the UN. And he said, no new world order can have one nation above another. And people thought, oh, that means have equality. No, that means lower all of us to third world standing. And that's what Bill Gates, Ted Turner, the UN, this is the ultra-rich mafia, basically, coming in and taking over society through environmental taxes, through all of it. And we have the father of Reaganomics. We have a gentleman listed by Forbes, many other publications, as one of the top 10 living economists. And I was talking to him about Kennedy cutting taxes between 50% and 30%, depending on which tax it was. And he said, basically, that's correct. And more money came in. The government knows this. You cut taxes, the economy starts racing. But it's the free market, Main Street economy. And the big central banks don't want that. They want a controlled, vertically integrated economy. And they want to impoverish people. It's the third world rule where you have more billionaires in Mexico than we have here in the U.S., but one of the poorest populations in the world. So I want to encourage everyone to understand what's happening. And it's all covered in the new film that premieres in just, about 6-7 days on the 15th at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can pre-order the DVD now. We're going to be shipping them out starting next week. You'll get them first. Those that pre-order Invisible Empire, a New World Order defined in their own words, open admission of global government, open admission of eugenics, government money laundering, drug dealing. It's all covered in Invisible Empire, a New World Order defined. And then a week later, we release Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, proving the FEMA camps, proving false flag terror, proving the underwear bombing was a staged event, covering executive orders, everything. Two new films. You can order them now in the month of April, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can watch them both online at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, we've been having very interesting discussions behind the scenes. I want to get into the economy, but first going back to violent revolution. They've now framed it that even if you defend yourself when CPS, without due process, is snatching your kid, DynCorp runs many of the systems in the states, convicted white slavery traffickers, that's Chicago Tribune AP, if you resist them taking your farm, you're a terrorist. They clearly have set up this system. Now we have the Homeland Security internal documents where they admit Homeland Security is set up for the American people. So, where do you see this going? Because they're not going to implement any real reforms. This is by design, in my opinion. And, I mean, where is it going?
Well, it's the police state. That's been obvious since the, you know, like the second year of the Bush administration, where we used to talk about it, if you'll remember, you and I, when you do interviews. Where is it going? Look, the local police now are militarized. If you go to a gun club, all the police will be there. They got automatic weapons. They'll be out. There'll be 20, 30, 40, 50 of them, and they're practicing massed fire. And what's it all about? It's for controlling the people who pay their salaries. So the whole thing is set up to prevent any kind of opposition from the population. And it's like you say, they can now declare anybody to be a terrorist. And therefore, they can confiscate not just your life and rights, but all your assets. So it's a police state. People are not aware of this. They still think the government is there to protect them in some way. And I get a lot of emails from people who are already suffering these types of intrusions where they've read my book, you know, about how the law has been destroyed, and they wonder what they can do. And of course, they haven't got any rights, so they can't do anything. So, you know, I don't know how much of it is a plan with a direct goal in mind, or how much of it is just the police agencies grabbing power. And, of course, it doesn't much matter, because under either system, we've lost our rights. And it's very hard for people, even if they're organized and have weapons, to resist, because the kinds of weapons the police and the military have, I mean, you know, they have military weapons, and so the kinds of weapons people have are feeble.
And now under NORTHCOM, we have the military everywhere conditioning the public at DWI checkpoints, at the Kentucky Derby, at football games, searching children, running checkpoints on the highways.
Right.
An armed camp drilling and training to go after us.
Right.
I want to cover one other issue before we get into the economy, Dr. Roberts. Have you seen the gun camera footage from 3 years ago in Iraq that WikiLeaks released a few days ago? They say they've got scores of these videos they're going to be releasing, where they are killing the people and shooting the kids in the minivan, trying to get a wounded reporter off the street. And then secondarily, I get these emails, it's a minority of the emails, saying, how dare you criticize our troops? This is a war. Well, yeah, this is a war that was built on lies and WMDs. We go invade the country, we kill over a million of them, and then there's this droning, brainwashed message that we've got to support the troops by keeping them in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tours and treating them like garbage when they get back. And it's just this mindless supposed patriotism to worship tyranny. It's very reminiscent of what happened in Nazi Germany.
Yes, that's right. You know, they're brown shirts. I've been calling them brown shirts for years, and you've described it accurately. That's exactly the situation. And that's another reason that I thought writing for these people is pointless. I mean, they can't fathom the danger that they're in. And many of them, of course, are still fighting the Vietnam War. They're still angry that we didn't win the war, but suppose we had won it, what would be any different? The whole thing is it's some form of emotional infantilism. There are people who are still 3 years old, and they're ruled by some sort of blind emotions. It's incapable of thought. They can't even take in facts. So talking to them is a waste of time. But
well, it is arrested development. They're very childlike. Facts mean nothing, and it's this petty power trip that they're part of the state. They're part of the system. They're winners. But that very system is destroying their future as well. And as you know, as someone who's researched history, once you give into one big lie, then it's a bigger lie, a bigger lie, and then things accelerate at the end. And do you agree that we're now reaching that acceleration point where all of this preparatory slide into tyranny and corruption has seemed fast, but we ain't seen nothing yet?
Yes, that's true. And if you look at the complicity of the federal courts, even the Supreme Court, I mean, how quiet they've been and tolerant of this, and the law schools and the law deans and the Bar Association and the law firms, wherever you look, it's just acceptance. There's essentially acceptance of this. You would have thought that all the prestigious law schools would be on their high horse, the Bar Association. People would be screaming, what are you doing? You can't destroy civil liberties on the basis of a hoax. But that's exactly what's happening, and people are accepting it. And they just try to find some way to make money out of it, you know?
Well, the point I make is all these people that dehumanize Iraqis or Afghans or others, or the Serbs, or the South Ossetians, they have to understand that 100% of the time in history, when you get sucked in by an imperial spirit of evil, and it's like a team spirit, once you do that, it's always visited on you. It always comes back. The system has a desire, and they will carry it out on all of these people that have gone along with it. And you've got
exactly.
All these...
Well, look, what happened to Hitler's brown shirts? First thing he did when he had real power was turn on the brown shirts and destroy them. They were all killed, arrested. Don't you remember that? I mean, this is one of the key things in the Nazi history, that the brown shirts that marched through the streets for Hitler and, you know, attacked all the Jews, the Kristallnacht, all of that stuff, all of this violent crowd, the first thing Hitler did was to eliminate them. So you're exactly right. That's exactly what happens.
Well, that's what Stalin did.
Look what Stalin did to the Bolsheviks. The Bolsheviks made the revolution, so he eliminated them.
Because they know how to get things done. That's in their handbook. You know, people really don't know this, but it's a fact. Mao was basically put on house arrest the last few years of his life. His wife was arrested, and the communists then scapegoated him, and he was certainly part of it, for all of their evil. So they come to full power and have giant purges, and they even flush the top people down the toilet.
That's right. That's exactly that. Once it starts, and then of course the police have to prove that they're on the government side, and the way you do that, you're always producing new terrorists or new enemies of the people, or you know, the KGB under Stalin, they used to have what they call street sweeps. The officers would just go out in the street and arrest everybody on the street.
And by the way,
they went to the gulag.
Wow, 2 weeks ago, a bunch of articles came out at the same time about police admitting quotas, and not just for parking tickets or speeding, but to just arrest people. And federal marshals have come out and said they're meant to put people on terror lists for no reason in the airports, and that there are quotas to create the perception that there are all these criminals.
Right, that's exactly it. I mean, it's out of control, I think. It's out of control. I don't know whether they have any kind of specific plan that they're implementing step by step. I don't think things happen that way. I think it's just people, bullies, people who want power, they see opportunities to get it and they grab it.
Well, I agree with you, Doctor, but there's a National Law Enforcement Think Tank Council, and Arde Saveda takes blood without warrants, total police state, shuts down gun shows without any law, just thuggishly just does it. under Fed control. And it turns out he was picked by the feds from California, brought here, and is now the front runner for Dallas. And this secretive national council is telling Dallas to hire him. And then if they do, federal funds come in.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in the least surprised. We're running out of time for the economy. You want to do anything on that?
Absolutely, sir. In fact, let's get into the carbon tax, the value added, where all this is going.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, they're coming up with these taxes because they have bankrupted the federal treasury and, of course, the states. And this is endangering the dollar. And if the dollar cracks, their power goes with it. I mean, what would stop the American empire in its tracks would be the failure of the dollar as reserve currency. Because that's what American power is based on. It's not based on anything else. It's based on the dollar as reserve currency. So their bank bailouts and their wars have produced such massive deficits that they cannot be financed by world savings. And so, even if the other countries were still willing to buy the treasury bonds, there's just not enough world savings to finance the United States government deficit. So they have the dollar in danger and their power's in danger, so they got to find some new tax revenues. And so that's what the value-added tax is about, because it's like a sales tax. You can't avoid it except by not purchasing. And if you don't buy anything, then you don't have to pay that tax. Now, the carbon tax, in my opinion, is just another charade that the corporations came up with, because it lets them buy and sell the right to pollute. So they can turn environmental damaging action, pollution, into a profit-making venture. So that's what the carbon tax does, and the corporations, of course, are all in favor of it, because they can now buy it and sell it, and Wall Street wants it because they'll turn it into derivatives. You know, the right to pollute becomes valuable. And so that's what that's about. And so what happens? So here we have the American people, the middle class, is essentially destroyed because there have been no new middle-class jobs, no net new middle-class jobs in a decade. So all the people who graduate from college and have hopes and all that, there's nothing for them to do. And engineers can't find work. So they close this down. There's no growth in the income of the average American except for the 1% super rich, whose income is growing phenomenally. So there's no income growth. People have lost their jobs. The real unemployment rate is around 22%. So you have all these people out of work, losing their homes, and now they want to make them pay a value-added tax. So the effect of all this is to drive the people into the ground. It's this most destructive thing that you can do. You drive them into the ground. You make them more desperate. Right now, you know, there's still some fat in the system. Some parents still have money. The kids can come live at home even though they got college degrees. But all of that drains away. And so this is probably first time in history where a government has intentionally destroyed its own population. The economic prospects of American people are being destroyed by the government that they elect, that they think represents them and has their best interest at heart. So this is a phenomenal development as well. It's just as extraordinary as the criminal actions of the government in creating terrorist events that then let it launch wars against the rest of the world.
They have a term for it, command destruction, and it vertically integrates the economy, accelerates the power of the super rich, but destroys the engine of wealth development. But when you look at Maurice Strong in 1992, and you look at what all these other environmentalists have said, and you look at the head of NASA climatology, he says, it is our job, this is a credo, a maxim, to destroy the industrial society. And this is feudalism. This is absolute despotism.
Yes, I think that's true. The real question is what can the United States government do about China and Russia?
Let's talk about that when we come back, Doctor. Final segment. I'll see if I can twist your arm for another five, because I realize this is one of our last interviews with you, at least for a long time. You said you wanted to come on tax day. That was a great idea. So we'll look forward to seeing you next week. But we're going to come back. I'm going to try to give you the floor because you're talking about such important things. Your knowledge is so great. We'll also tell people about your newly published book if people want to learn more. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big John, Big
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. Doc, before we get into China, the geopolitical breakdown, tell folks about your latest book.
Well, it's how the economy was lost. It tells how the offshoring of jobs, for example, has prevented the growth of middle-class jobs for over a decade and has suppressed the growth of American incomes and made the economy totally dependent on debt expansion, which has now, of course, ruined everyone because they can't pay their debts, they're losing their homes. And it also then discusses the whole hoax of free trade, or the free trade cloak for offshoring. It has offshoring is not free trade. It's not any kind of trade. It's labor arbitrage. And I also discussed the failures of the most impressive failures in economic theory, in the games that economists play to hide the defects in their models that are helping us move along the road to economic Armageddon. So, and it's all written in very accessible languages, no formulas, no arcane words, and essentially anybody can read it and borrow it. It certainly is a good offset to the kind of disinformation that they get from the financial news.
Well, Doc, in the time we've got left, geopolitically, with the different power blocks that are out there, you were getting into China.
Well, you know, there's no doubt that the United States is on a hegemonic path. It wants to be the world hegemon. And, you know, you approach it various ways. It's the new world order and planned world government and so forth. But there's no indication whatsoever that Russia or China is on this path or would go along with it. And so the question is, what does the United States government do about Russia and China? Because they are clearly obstacles to American domination of the world. And now Russia is relatively weak, but it has an unlimited number of nuclear missiles that can blow us up many times over. And, of course, the Chinese economy now is, in terms of industry, manufacturing, it greatly surpasses the United States economy. I mean, their steel production, for example, is many times ours. Their heavy equipment, their manufacturing, advanced technology. We are a second-rate economy compared to Chinese industry and manufacturing. So how can we shove them aside? Of course, they're also our biggest predator.
Well, we know how they plan that. Emergency in Kyrgyzstan as police fire on protesters. The CIA is admittedly in all the major stands. It's in Georgia. It's encircling China and financing rebels to attack these countries, and that's why the communist Chinese are getting hopping mad.
Well, you're right. That's what the CIA is doing, but the Russians and the Chinese, unlike the American people, are aware of it. And I don't think they'll sit there indefinitely, passively. And so something, they're likely to do something. And both of them have various powerful responses that they could make, I mean, short of military attacks. So the Russians can cut Europe off from natural gas. In fact, the Russians could punish severely these various stands that we're now operating in, the former constituent parts of the Soviet Union. The Chinese, it certainly caused us a lot of financial worries.
Doc, stay there. Stay there. We're coming right back after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.